You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
I am Colin Bright. I am in the third form. Today is Sunday, January 19th of 2020, and today I am listening to Wade's story. So what's your full name?
Wade Usselton Anthony.
And where do you live?
I live in Chestertown, Maryland.
Very nice. And I'm just going to get right into the questions.
Okay.
So what inspired you to try and attend a boarding school?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this ties right back into Chestertown, actually. But I've lived in Chestertown, Maryland my entire life. I've never moved. And Chestertown is actually... I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's a really small, rural colonial town in Maryland, and it only has 5,000 people in it, so it's a very small town, and it's mostly old, retired people. So there's, I can count on one hand the number of kids my age in the town. And then my family has lived in Chestertown since, the early 1700s, so I have Chestertown is kind of my family's legacy, sort of, and then all the other local Chestertown people, we all know each other. So growing up, I actually spent I'd have these weird interactions where I'd be playing in the street with my brother, and then these old farmer guys would come up to me and they'd be like, "Oh, you're an Anthony boy, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yes." And I'm like, "Do I know you?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, your grandfather and I, we used to go duck hunting every Thursday in October." And I was like, "Oh wow." So that's basically how I grew up, just these random interactions with these really old crusty farmer guys. So that was definitely, when I was younger, I didn't really mind. But as I got older, that kind of became a little bit weird. And definitely being that there were so few people my age in the town, it definitely started to feel small. And then also, my middle school was Radcliffe Creek School, which is a small independent school in Chestertown. And it's actually both my parents teach there. But Radcliffe is actually specifically for students who have a learning difference, so ADHD or dyslexia or something like that. I don't have any of those things, but that's actually where I went because both my parents were teachers there, so it just kind of made sense that my brother and I would go there despite not having those things. So going to school there was actually really, really difficult because a lot of I had a lot of trouble kind of connecting with the kids there because they couldn't sit still, they were kind of bouncing off the walls and stuff. And when you're little, that's fine because you don't care, but once I got to eighth grade, I was like, wow, these kids are nothing like me at all. So the combination of living in a really small town my whole life and then just not really having, I had friends at home, but it wasn't I didn't have friends. It was that I just didn't, the friends that I had, I just didn't, sounds bad, but care about really. I couldn't really relate to them at all. So that was definitely my main motivation. I just I wanted to get out and go somewhere new. And I mean, St. Andrews is hardly I live 30 minutes away. So it's not that big of a jump. It's not I live in a whole new corner of the country or anything, but it was definitely I looked at mostly boarding schools when I went to high school. And that was just because I wanted something new, and St. Andrews just ended up being the best option for me. Yeah. But that was definitely, that's kind of a long, long answer, but yeah, definitely just, I wanted something new, and I wanted a new experience, and I kind of had to get out of my town to an extent. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's sort of actually what happened with me, because mm-hmm. Kids in my class were I went to a small private school.
Yeah.
There were 30 kids in each class, mm-hmm. and it felt like none of them were really focused on education.
Yeah.
They just sort of wanted to get in and get out
mm-hmm.
each day. So yeah, I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then how about could you describe a specific moment of ethos that you've had here?
Ethos, huh. Definitely been a lot. I don't know. I think I've spent a lot of time. I think my favorite moments that I appreciate about St. Andrews throughout my time here have been times when we're able to, and I don't know if it's necessarily ethos, but it's kind of generally it. But times when my friends and I we're all sitting around or something, and we get an idea, and we're like, okay, let's just let's go circumnavigate the pond, or let's go check out this. Let's go to some new place or something. And I think that those have actually been some of the most meaningful moments for me at St. Andrews, just because it's I'm very much a spur of the moment person, I like adventure and stuff like that. And I think what's really cool about St. Andrews is that you're able to get a lot of different opportunities. So while like I could always find people, like people were really willing to like embrace that side of themselves. And then in other situations, it would be like, I maybe wasn't as comfortable with like putting on like an open mic or something. Like I'd never done anything like that. But because everyone's like so welcoming and my friends were like so accepting of each other, it was really easy to like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll help with that. And like, even though I had no idea what I was doing, we were able to like, I've had some really good memories doing things that I just never thought I would ever do. And also doing things that I was really comfortable with and exposing my friends to that, which is like a really cool feeling to like teach your friends about things and show them like kind of how you grew up, especially because at boarding school, everyone's coming from such different backgrounds. So I think just any moment like that, you know, like we're stepping out of your comfort zone, things like that.
Too many to pick.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. This is sort of like just purely hypothetical, but how different do you think like your life would have turned out like at this point if you hadn't like made that leap and decided, you know what, I'm going to go to a boarding school and I'm going to go to St. Andrews?
Yeah, I think it would definitely be really, really different, especially because most of my friends actually from my hometown and from my middle school ended up all going to the same high school. So it was like a feeder, like you went to Radcliffe and then you went to Gunston, which is basically like where all my friends are, or all my kind of old friends are. I'm still friends with them, but they're not like nearly as close as we used to be. So I've definitely been able to kind of like in the like limited contact that I have had with them, I've actually kind of been able to sort of do exactly what you said, like kind of see like where I sort of might have ended up and like what my life kind of would have ended up being like, you know, because I know that I would have just probably stayed with that same group of friends and we would have just kind of gone through high school. But I definitely like the number of experiences that like I and opportunities that I've had because I came to St. Andrews, like I just never would have been able to do. Like I've gone on largely because like my roommates, honestly, I've been really lucky with like James and Billy to have some like really incredible opportunities, like going up to Vermont and like skiing and stuff, and like going to Bermuda this past summer. I never would have done any of those things if I had not come here, and I like definitely wouldn't have now. And currently I have so many more opportunities, you know, like I have all these people that I know I can like show up in like these random countries and like people will like be like, oh wait, like, and that just wouldn't have happened if I had stayed in my hometown, just because there's not that like diversity at all at Gunston. And I think I would have kind of found a way to like enjoy myself definitely like wherever I had gone. But I definitely think like the number of opportunities that I have right now are just, I don't think there's any other school that like could have made that possible. So I'm definitely a lot more of like a, I feel a lot more worldly, I think, than I would have definitely ever if I had stayed at home, you know. So
yeah, sort of relating to that, I was my old school, I had like friends that I had gone there since like second grade.
Yeah.
So I had known them for, I don't know, 6 years probably.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have like only gone on like a trip with one of them like once.
Yeah.
And it was like to a campground in Virginia.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And I live in Maryland too, so obviously that's not super far. But actually this long weekend I'm going to Florida with somebody I just met like,
there you go. Yeah.
5 months ago or whatever. Yeah. Which is just like, it's crazy to think about. But
That's the exact type of stuff that you get here though, like, and definitely because there's like such a, there's a lot of diversity, I think, in people's backgrounds, like in like, I never like took trips and stuff like when I was younger, but like a lot of people do go on like big vacations and stuff and things like that. So, but I think because we're all together in this environment, you know, like that doesn't really matter as much. And people are like so generous and willing to like do things like that with you. And like, I feel so like lucky that like my roommates have been like so willing to like take me along on things and do things with me and like give me so many incredible opportunities. So yeah, that's definitely like just the generosity of people here is just like incredible, you know. So
yeah. And another sort of question that, you know, take your time with picking one, but what are like some like really like your favorite like memories that you've had here?
I think springtime is definitely like my favorite season here. Like, I think most people would agree, actually. I guess you'll find that out soon.
Like, I can't really confirm.
Yeah, but you'll know soon enough. Like spring is just a whole completely different environment. Like obviously because like it's nice and warm out, but people are like, out on the front lawn, and there's like beach. It's like the front lawn just turns into like a beach. Like, it's insane. I remember, like, I've had a lot of great times where we take the canoes out, me and a bunch of my friends, and we all get in canoes, and like we just go out in like the middle of the pond and have like these like giant canoe battles where like we crash canoes into each other, and then like we get yelled at by like the teachers on shore, and like we're just like, oh, we can't hear you, we don't know what you're saying, or we're just like flipping canoes and just crazy stuff like that. There's definitely a lot of those moments. But then also just like, it sounds kind of like cheesy, I guess, but like the conversations that I've had too. Like, I've had some of the, I guess, like DMCs, like deep, meaningful conversations I've had here, like staying up until like 4 a.m., you know, on like the last night of school, and like just the crazy conversations and the crazy like stuff we end up talking about, and like the stuff that you learn about other people. Those are really great moments. Yeah. Definitely. There's a ton. It's hard to,
yeah.
It's hard to focus on one.
But yeah. And sort of going off of what you said about it being like a beach, in the fall we had like one or two open water days.
Yeah.
You would know, you're a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like that was really before I even knew many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had obviously made friends already, but because
yeah.
I'm a, you know, social butterfly. No, but like it was still just like so much fun, like
mm-hmm.
just going out there for like an hour or whatever, just people who I had, you know, barely met.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
messing around with them in the water.
Yeah.
And sort of like, what do you think like separates St. Andrews from other schools, other boarding schools? Just like, what about it, you know?
I think probably the biggest thing that I see is definitely like the socioeconomic diversity. I think because a very large percentage of like this school's population is like on financial aid, and then a lot of it isn't, you know, like, and the goal of the school was to like provide students with like financial aid that wouldn't typically have the normal boarding school opportunity. I think that really makes for, and this is something I've been thinking a lot about recently too, just because like with college, you know, there's like a lot of like financial aid stuff, and I've been thinking a lot about this recently, how kind of incredible it is that we're all able to kind of come from such different backgrounds, ethnic, racial, like religious, whatever, like all that stuff. But I think like one of the biggest ones is just like the different households that people come from. And like some people, like both my parents are like middle school teachers, and then I have friends who are like, their parents were like the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and stuff, which is like normally, like I would never be normally in society, you know, like people are kind of separated, you know, by
those intermix,
exactly, and like it sounds bad and everything, but like classes and stuff, like very much like isolates.
I mean, it's the sad truth.
Yeah, it's true. But I think what's so crazy about St. Andrews is like the fact that we're all brought together. And I distinctly remember, I wrote a college essay about this recently actually, but I distinctly remember like a moment freshman year where I hadn't really thought about the fact that we were all so different at home, you know, because like at St. Andrews you just like, you see your friends and stuff, you don't really think about what life is like at home, and eventually you learn it more over time. But freshman year, like I remember like we were talking about like what our plans were for the summer, and like all my friends were like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to like Italy, and I'm gonna go to like Australia, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna be like in Chestertown, Maryland like all summer. And I was like, and then that kind of like expanded into a conversation about how, oh wait, you don't go on like crazy vacations every summer? And I was like, oh no, I've never left the country like that. And then my friend's like, you've never left the country? And I was like, oh yeah, I've only been on like an airplane like twice. And they're like, whoa, you've never. And the fact that we didn't know how different we were, and it took us like 8 months to figure that out, I think is what is like so special about St. Andrews, and like what makes this place so meaningful, you know, because like that, it doesn't matter, you know, like where you came from at all, like it doesn't affect how you interact at all. And I think in most boarding schools it would affect it, or they're just, when everyone's from the same group or societal class or whatever, like it just doesn't matter, you know. And even when you do become aware of it, it doesn't change anything, because like, wow, like we were able to have such meaningful conversations and interactions for so long, and like we didn't even know that normally we would never interact with each other. And then I think off of that, like that's why I've been able to have such crazy opportunities, you know, like coming here. It's just because people are so generous, and like I feel like we kind of, the school kind of tears down like those typical boundaries and stuff, you know. And the fact of the matter is that we're all like, it sounds stupid, but like we're all pretty similar, you know, like at the end of the day. However like much your family makes really doesn't matter that much, and like how you can interact as people, you know. So I think that's definitely like the most important thing that St. Andrews has going for it, and I think that's why like we focus so much on preserving like the financial aid here and everything. So
yeah. And I just thought something that was interesting is like, when I first, well, it was like, it was either fall long weekend or Thanksgiving break. Mm-hmm. Me and my best friend, like our parents were talking and we're just, you know, about to leave. So mm-hmm. they're just conversing. And then, so like the conversation, wraps up and our parents are like, oh, well, you guys will talk to each other over break, right? And we're like, oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you have each other's phone numbers. And, we sort of think for a second and then like, we realize like we, in all that time, yeah. like we've been hanging out so much and we hadn't even thought about giving each other
yeah.
our phone numbers just because like here you don't have to, yeah. you know, it's,
yeah.
you just see each other around and mm-hmm. you never really have to, you know, look at a screen to try and talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely like a huge thing about this school. And like, I notice it when I go home, like that's like the biggest thing is like the interactions are like the lack of cell phones and stuff here is like definitely a huge, huge benefit, you know. And I think it definitely like enables like those conversations and like those meaningful interactions like between people, you know. So
yeah,
totally.
So what's this is another broad one.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. What's one experience you had at St. Andrews that sort of, you know, made you perceive or like look at the world in like, you know, a different way or in a different light?
Yeah, probably. Like we just had like our diversity weekend or whatever, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
like, I think like the first time my freshman year diversity weekend was probably like the most meaningful one. And I like diversity weekend is obviously very important, but like once you get to like senior year, like you've gone through four diversity weekends already. So it kind of yeah. feels like it's a little like, okay, like I understand these things, but like freshman year, like I didn't understand those things. And that's actually like, I think
why
it's still important to even yeah. have it as a senior, because now like, this year it was less about, oh, like, wow, I can't believe we're so different, but like, wow, I can't believe, like, looking back at my freshman year self, like how much you can actually change, you know, and how you like perceive the world. But freshman year I very much like wasn't aware of how, and it kind of ties back into what I was saying earlier, but like how different we all actually are and like how different people's experiences, you know, can vary, and like how your different opportunities can vary. And I remember freshman year that like really like hitting me hard, you know, and like, because pretty like where I grew up, like everyone's kind of like, it's a bunch of like middle class white people, you know, like it's like yeah. it's the same deal, you know. But then coming here, like, I just was exposed to so many new lifestyles and backgrounds and stuff. So I think like the diversity weekends are really, really important. And then also like the conversation that I was talking about earlier, like that definitely really changed the fact that you're aware of like how people are all kind of different. We come from different backgrounds. That was the first time I kind of ever like really saw it in action, you know, like, wow, like we're actually are so different, we didn't even know it, you know. So I think that's definitely like one of the biggest parts that I've kind of taken away, you know.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not just asking this next question for my own benefit with midterms coming up, but what advice like would you know give to a new student?
I think like the one that I usually go to is like just try to find. I think that St. Andrews is really great in that it promotes like interactions with your peers and like hanging out and socializing and stuff. But I think sometimes, and I think this is the case for a lot of people, is that we are more introverted than we want to let on, you know? And St. Andrews, I think, definitely is a place for extroverts in many ways. So I think like it's really important to find outlets for yourself to like, if it's something that, obviously, if this just isn't how you operate, but like, I think for some people, like, finding just time to be by yourself, you know, and to kind of reflect and to kind of de-stress in just kind of solitude is really important. And that's something that's really benefited me, you know, and that's, I found that with like the campus here and like being able to like go out on the front lawn or go on like hiking the trails and stuff and just like go by yourself. People are like really scared to, I don't know, maybe like seem weird or something. Like if you just like go off and like walk by yourself in the woods. But for me, those have been like really, really important moments, and those have really like helped me like de-stress and I don't know, like reset sort of. So I think like if you're able to, if that's something that you're, that helps you, like don't be afraid to kind of to do that stuff, and like don't be afraid to, I don't know, I guess like step outside of like what the social norm might be, because there definitely is like obviously it's so great that we're all like together and we're all like willing to hang out with each other all the time. But I think for most people, like you need that time by yourself, you know, and I think like the outdoors is a really great outlet for that type of stuff. So
that's definitely a, a problem I faced in like the first couple of months. It's just like everyone's always doing something all the time. You need to sort of overcome that FOMO and just like learn to, you know, sometimes you just need to like be by yourself and let people do what they want to do
while
you're on your own.
And
is there like anyone that you feel like connected to and like really grateful for like over you know your experience in St. Andrews?
I think definitely my roommates, my current roommates, Billy and James. I've lived with James for all 4 years, which is I'm pretty crazy actually to think about. Like it's definitely a unique situation. And then I've lived with Billy for 3 of the 4 years now. So I can't believe that like we came in as just like randomly assigned together. Not randomly, but like we as freshman year roommates, like here we are 3 years later and we're all still like, and like they're my best friends. And they've definitely, I'm incredibly grateful to them because they've allowed me to like have the confidence, I don't know, to do new things and to go and like have new opportunities. Like it's because of them, like I've been able to like go to Bermuda and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I'm incredibly grateful to them for their like their generosity, you know, just like that they're like they're so willing to like embrace me and I think like that's definitely a big part of it. But then also just like the fact that we've been able to confide in each other over the years, it's really amazing to know that you have somebody that like at the end of the day, like I can go back to my room and I know that like anything that's on my mind or anything like that, like I can trust them and like I know that they're gonna be incredibly supportive. But then we also like we have a good time too. I can always count on them to like do something fun or do something crazy, which has definitely been like some of my best moments, and all my favorite moments involve them throughout the years. And like it's gonna be weird like not having them around once I graduate. That like they're definitely like my brothers at this point. Like I go home and I confuse Ben and James all the time. I call Ben James when I go home, and it's like it's weird. I'm like, oh god, I spend too much time with James. But I definitely like I, not that I perceive James as a little brother, but definitely like they're incredibly important to me. And they've given me so many incredible opportunities, and they've allowed me to definitely like, I don't know, have a really positive experience here too. Definitely them. Also, my advisor, Mr. Kunin, he's been like just incredibly supportive of me, and he's put in a very like conscious effort, you know, to support me. And I really appreciate that. He's like a very wise person. So throughout the years, like it's been really nice to have him to kind of approach with all my problems and things like that. It's nice because sometimes he does have solutions and answers, but then a lot of the times he's also like he'll just be like, okay, talk, and I'll just like talk for like 45 minutes or something. He just won't say a word, which might seem like it's not actually helpful or anything, but that's actually sometimes exactly what I need, you know, to just be able to like vent and talk about stuff. So yeah, I definitely, Mr. Gunin has been incredibly impactful for me here. So
yeah, and obviously with James, you guys have worked together to make some amazing films. It's just that is wonderful.
That's definitely been like one of the biggest outlets, and that's it's so cool too, because I've seen James kind of like develop throughout the years, like when like he first started like getting into movies and stuff, and it's been really cool like to see him like really pursue like his passion and stuff, and like I it sounds so stupid, but like I'm so proud of him, you know, like for for like what he's been able to do, and like the fact that like he's pursuing like a career in it. And then the same thing with like Billy too. Like I remember when Or Billy, he's known for like, he's very musical, you know, he's very musically talented. But I remember when Billy first got a guitar freshman year, and he like could not play anything. He was terrible. And he would just like sit there and he'd play like one chord, and he'd be like, ooh, I played a C chord, and ooh, I played a G. And like, I remember him like progressively getting better. And I literally like, I have this distinct timeline of like Billy just improving throughout the years. And now he's like this incredibly talented like guitar player. So it's been really cool to see like throughout the years, both of them like pursue their passions and stuff and get better. So
yeah, really cool. It's definitely something I look forward to to seeing, because while I'm not the most musical person, there's a lot of really talented people like among my friends and just among my classmates. And yeah, don't really have any other questions to ask you. So, yes.
All right. Awesome.
Perfect.